This week's show is brought to you by wearing a big old floppy sun hat.
And I guess that's why they call it the news.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Things That Are News, the show where a couple guys hang out, drink some beers, and talk about all things that happened in the world this week.
Hey.
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 I'm Jeff, this is Bailey. We're going to talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
That was your week.
Yeah.
Was
my week was good this week.
That's good. Yeah, better than last week or worse than last week?
Better than last week. Look at this new studio we got.
Studio's pretty fucking good. I got a table with a broken drawer.
Check us on the gram. You get and a little bit of the background.
Light up Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. It adds some ambiance.
It's good ambiance.
Different color tones. Soon I'm going to add my wall of narcissism, and I'll be super excited.
Can you have one picture of me? Just with a big old thumbs up?
Well, if you make me a calendar that's not sexy, then I'll put it up.
Can I make, like, a gentlemanly calendar?
It has to be a gentlemanly
calendar. We should post the pictures from the calendar.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, bruh, we should sell your Christmas calendar.
I don't know if Christine would be okay with that.
Fine.
Some of those are pretty wiener-outy.
Hey, she's got to let her man shine.
Yeah, I suppose. If you got it flaunted, that's what they say.
Yeah, you got it flaunted, show that glory for what it is.
It is mine.
You go, girl.
And half the profits go to me. The other half also go to me.
Yeah, that's okay.
Worst charitable donation.
You did all the work, so.
I did no work. I just showed up, and they took pictures of my butthole.
Oh, God. That's real dark.
I told it would be tasteful, and they're like, all right, spread your cheeks.
We promise if you're interested in buying the calendar, there's no buttholes. You calm down, kitty.
All right, Bailey, what's the news? What happened in the world this week?
The world this week? Fuck off, kitty. So, two epic shows are colliding at the same time, right?
Sure.
Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones?
Sure.
Kind of fantastic.
Okay, at best.
Yeah. Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
You see last week's episode?
Yeah.
The toxins, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about it?
I liked the little Voltron robots at the end a lot.
Yeah.
I really liked the Voltron robots.
Yeah. I liked how just the girl at the end it just knew. It was like, okay. No.
I really liked the bit when he's walking down the hall and there's a girl like, I wish I had the confidence to not wear this hat. I'd be so much cooler if I wasn't wearing this hat, and he just walks by and takes off the hat, and she's like, thank you! That's my favorite throwaway joke.
I forgot about that one.
That's really good.
Nah, I liked the docking joke, but I liked
I forgot about the docking joke.
Yeah, like penis in the foreskin comfortable. Like docking comfortable.
I want to be docking comfortable. Yeah, that's a good bet. But I like a good docking joke. But yeah, what you were saying?
So, during one of the intermissions, as they're going to the advertisements, Adult Swim snuck in a dig at Game of Thrones by saying, like, RIP GOT 2007 to 2016.
It's the Game of Thrones writing staff.
Writing staff, because I suck. Yeah, RIP the GOT writing staff, right? And it's because a lot of people are saying that Game of Thrones sucks, right? Now, I know you don't watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you think it's lame?
No, it's not for me.
No, fine.
I'm currently watching Futurama.
But, so, in a short synopsis.
That's what I watch.
Futurama again?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm on season 2.
You've watched so much Futurama.
I fucking love Futurama, dude.
I feel like I've watched more hours of Futurama with you in my life.
Here's my problem with why I don't watch good television. I watch television at 2 points in my life. One, when I get home from work and I watch, like, something with Christine that she also enjoys. And one, once Christine falls asleep and I watch something to fall asleep.
Okay.
So I just watch reruns of cartoons I've seen a million times.
Okay.
Or I watch whatever Christine wants.
All right.
Which is usually Chopped.
It's okay. Chopped is quality.
Chopped is the best.
I enjoy Chopped.
Yeah.
They have a blacksmith version of that. It's pretty cool.
Of Chopped?
Yeah, on the History Channel.
Who's?
I can't remember what it's called.
Is it Axe?
It's called, like, Fired Up or something. And they have to, like, make a knife or a hatchet. It's, like, it's pretty...
That sounds actually kind of cool.
Get
to your
cool.
point, though. What the fuck are we talking about?
So, you think Game of Thrones is shit. People are saying that it's shit. And you just don't like it in general. So.
No, it's not for me. I have nothing against it. So, I'll probably watch it at one point.
What I can summarize quickly is the reason of why people think it's shit is because the reason Game of Thrones was different is because it was always twisty and turny.
Yeah.
It wasn't your typical fantasy story where you save the princess and this happens. Like, main characters were dying left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
There was just fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And now, ultimately, it says a lot about, like, writing styles and fantasy in particular, is it just ended up as the same story as everything else.
What's the same story as everything else? How did it end? You can spoil it.
Like, the hero saves the day. Like, there was the chosen
Who's the hero?
One.
Jon Snow?
Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Literally, Jesus' story rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Like, saved the day. He's the chosen one. And there's the morally conflicted queen, and he convinces her to be good, and then they're good together.
And he dicks her down good, right?
Yeah, dicks her down real good. They become buds. The
Butt
only
buds?
Game of Thrones twist they have in there is that they become buds, but they're really siblings. So it's technically the love story of the whole theme is incest.
Aren't they like aunt and nephew or something?
Yeah.
So I know some stuff.
Yeah. But that's because in the nerdy lore, it's like,
dude,
her family.
Dude, it's fucking retarded. I've never seen the show, but I read all of those, like, extended lore posts. I know more about, like, what happened before Game of Thrones than I do actually about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, here's the family map of the Targaryens. And I'm like, oh, that's not interesting, but I'll read it.
Yeah. See, that's the cool part. But that's why.
That's not cool. Like, there's nothing cool about that.
So
it's lame as fuck.
People are saying it's lame.
It's like the Lord of the Rings prequel books.
Yeah.
Not The Hobbit, but, like, before that.
Like, but can you name a fantasy story that had, like, a different style ending?
Then like, what? How, then can, the can, fucking
then
lady
the
fucking
hero,
her nephew?
And... The hero wins the day and saves the princess, and they're fighting, like, the big bad evil, and they doubt if they're gonna win, but then they win.
Well, that's what fantasy is.
Yeah. But, the whole point, a lore of Game of Thrones
I can't even
was...
name another fantasy movie other than Lord of the Rings, so...
Yeah, okay. Well, touche. I mean, that's why people are saying it's generally bad, because then it's just emulating the same Lord of the Ringsy pattern, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
How did it end? So, like, they just...
It's not done yet.
I thought it was done.
No, we were wrong. I wanted to correct that, too. There's one more season.
Oh, cool. They're fighting the White Walkers,
they
right?
They finally got everyone together to fight the zombies.
Okay.
Which was the cool part of the season, because you finally saw all the different armies fighting each
other.
Because
there was like seven kingdoms or something, right?
Yeah, roughly.
And then it's like, there's a Cersei?
Yeah.
They're like the Lannisters, right?
Yeah, and they finally got Cersei convinced to help them fight the White Walkers in the last episode after they let a zombie try to kill her.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, cause
so is there a point? I feel like you were getting to a point. You're talking about Adult Swim
putting
up the fucking
post?
Yeah, the
Adult Swim got at them. First of all, is it cool for Adult Swim to put a jab in there without, like, asking the creators?
I saw, like, Dan Harmon's post about it. He was pissed.
Yeah, he was cheesed.
Dan Harmon was so pissed.
Yeah.
Because people thought it was, like, him.
Yeah.
People thought it was there.
Because they're already witty and snippy. It's like Rick and Morty. They're known for, like,
yeah, taking jabs and everything.
Yeah, so if you...
But he's like, no, I fucking love that show. I wouldn't...
Yeah, exactly. It automatically associates it with it. And, like, should... You blame the writers of Game of Thrones for having to take the same path as every other fantasy ever.
Yeah.
Or is it like...
Did they write it?
Like, is it...
Did they write the storyline?
Yeah,
then,
but...
Yeah, it's their fault for having a bad storyline.
What if it could have been asked of them from, like, the producers?
Then don't do it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The same thing when a director makes a shitty movie and they're like, oh, there was network interference. Like, yeah, but you still made it.
Because I was wondering...
You still did it.
As a writer, what if it's just, like, inevitable that it just has to end up the same shitty story because you're not going to get it past your boss to get on TV if you don't.
No, it's more just, like, network heads being like, yeah, this is how we need to resolve. Like, find a way to get to this.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Touché. All right. Next one.
Yeah, sure.
We're going from the past to the future.
Sure.
We got
We went back to the future?
Yeah, I guess grammatically, we're going back to the future.
Don't make that noise ever again.
You, you don't like
fucking
that?
Fucking disgusting.
We got self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Starting with Uber this week in...
Starting with Uber?
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, Uber's self-driving
cars. Uber has the self-driving car? The first ever?
Well, because Google.
So they started it?
No,
good job, Uber. How did they get the money to make the world's first self-driving car?
Well, Google.
Does that have a GoFundMe?
I added the Uber prenup, the whatever, follow-up.
The prenup?
The prenuptial
agreement of Uber. If you marry Uber, you don't get half their stuff.
I was going to say prenomer, but it's not a prenomer if it came after. Suck my dick.
scotchy, Uber. Scotchy, scotch.
Uber has self-driving cars coming to Toronto this week.
Cool.
Right? Do you think robot cars...
Were they driving themselves?
Will robot cars help congestion?
Were they...
Or are they going to kill more people?
Were they driving themselves?
I think they're going to run over a bunch of old ladies.
I mean, no, probably not.
Yeah.
It's like how they're putting automatic braking in cars now. Like, it's going to stop accidents. You know how many times I've almost rear-ended people or people have almost rear-ended me? It doesn't happen with automatic braking cars.
But what if it's another old lady in, like, a Buick and they just ram right into it? Like, I'm worried about the weird mix. I'm worried about the mix as we're going into having self-driving cars. There needs to, having, like, some of the confused old people on the road.
Yeah, it's got to be all at once. That's the problem.
That's my concern about
this. Well, because, you know, there's the whole thing, like, if an animal goes on the highway and you stop, like, you're responsible because you're not supposed to stop for it.
Yeah.
So, like, but an automatic braking car will stop for it because it senses something in front of it, so it stops.
Yeah.
So, like, if the person behind you just rear-ends you.
Yeah.
Who is to say who's liable?
Exactly.
What, was that your question? Did I answer it?
Yeah, in a way. I was going to say because I'm an old man and I'm terrified, and that's what I like driving my standard car. What if it gets not necessarily, like, apocalyptic-y, but iRobot-y?
iRobot isn't apocalyptic. Oh, I guess the world's ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good flick, though.
Yeah, but, like, not, like, some weird mainframe computer that's going to take over all the cars, but what if, like, some dude's trying to fuck with you, and he takes, like, you're getting chased, and some dude takes over the car beside you and just runs you off the road.
Why are you getting chased?
I don't know.
Who's chasing you?
You evaded taxes, and the man's trying to catch up with you, so he sent Will Smith and a couple robot cars.
Yeah, but
that's
probably not going to happen, but...
But...
We had this argument before. So people can hack cars now.
Yeah, and that's why it would be so much easier if all the cars are connected to data, like, through the internet.
I don't know if it makes it that much easier.
Yeah, because there's a link for them to get through.
They're connected to the internet already.
Yeah, and if they already can't hack the cars, then you're telling me they can't tell them where to go?
They can, right now.
Yeah.
You can hack a car, right now.
And so you just control these driverless cars.
But you can do that with regular cars!
I know,
that's what I'm saying!
It'll be easier and more prominent if there's, like, not even a person to stop, like, to notice that this is happening.
But they all have overrides.
But if you're, like, okay, so Uber's got thousands of cars.
Yeah.
Some hacker goes in, tells an Uber to go to some fucking factory warehouse for one quick minute, right? That's not going to get noticed as easily as, okay, my car gets hacked. I'm sitting in the car. Someone starts driving it somewhere else. I'm going to call 911.
No, because, okay, say you're in an Uber and it's driving you home and it makes a turn it's not supposed to turn. You look at your Uber app. It's all fucked up. You do something immediately.
But what if they could fuck with the Uber app? What if they can make the actual location of the delivery change?
Yes, but you would if you're in the car, you'd be like, I'm going the wrong
way.
And
who are you going to tell? You're in the fucking
Uber!
And what, are you going to call them? Where do you find the Uber phone number?
I'm sure it's just in the app. You're like, this shit's fucked.
Is it?
Yeah.
What if they take
You climb in the front seat and hit the fucking brake.
They can, what if the brakes stop working?
How are the brakes? You put it in park.
It's a driverless car. They turn the brakes button off.
They turn off the brake button.
The brake pedal.
You turn the key. There's probably not a key.
There wouldn't be a key because it's
a robot. Could you steal that car? That's actually, that's a good point. It would have to not have controls, otherwise you could steal that car.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What would that look like?
Exactly.
Is it just a pod?
Yeah. No, it looks like a normal car.
But why would you make it look like a normal car?
Because it's not that people aren't ready for that.
I'd be much more down if it's just a pod.
I saw like this nerdy future city proposal where that's it, where no one owns a car anymore. It's just a city full of these pods.
You know what's my problem?
And everybody has the Uber, and you just order a car.
So you know it's a thing that like some people maybe in this room have done where they throw up in an Uber because they're too drunk.
Yeah.
They notice because the Uber driver obviously knows you threw up in the Uber. But if it's a self-driving Uber, they'll just go pick up the next person.
Yeah.
And it could just be littered with puke.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would know?
Well, the person receiving the Uber could be like, I don't want to get in this pukey Uber.
Yeah, but what if you don't notice? And you sit down and you're like, oh, it's full of puke. And then like, but I could be the one, say I puke in an Uber, and be like, oh, I didn't realize I was already in it. There was puke in this Uber.
Well, then they would have to create a whole Uber infrastructure.
There's probably a camera.
Yeah, there was a camera, but then someone would that person would have to stop and report it, and then the Uber would have to go to some Uber service center to get some immigrant labor to wash the puke off your seat.
To scrub her down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hopefully not. That's pessimistic. You could go to, like, a detailing center and employ random people.
Yeah, you don't have to be fucking weird or... Just, what's your next news story, Bill? What do you got? What's going on the docket of the world today?
I'm going to start with the lighter, the lighter of the natural disasters.
Okay.
Fort McMurray, the big-ass fire in Canada.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. Finally out. That's why no one cares. This shit was burning the whole time.
Yeah, forest fires need to happen.
I thought it was out, too. 15 months. The fire
That's
burned
a long fucking
more
time.
Than a year.
That's a long time.
That's a long fire, bro. And no one knew about it. It was just still burning this whole goddamn time. That's it. That was the lighter of it. Now the one is the...
That's the whole story. The fire is... There's no longer a fire, guys.
Well, there's a follow-up after.
You know that thing you didn't care about? Yeah, it's done.
There's a follow-up
That after. Stopped happening.
There's a follow-up.
Take it off your reminder list of things to check
Suck
up on.
Suck a dick!
Everyone, need to mark it off your list of things to care about. The fire is going on for longer. It's
hopefully,
not a fire
hopefully
anymore.
Hopefully you care about Hurricane Harvey. Hashtag pray for Harvey. Hashtag Kevin Hart challenge.
Hashtag Hurricane
Steve Harvey. $50,000.
You know how much Leonardo DiCaprio donated?
$100,000.
$1 million.
Wow. To Red. Well, how do you feel before I even get into that? Everyone's just freaking out about Red Cross lately.
Why?
Because that's the Kevin Hart challenge. Donate to Kevin Hart, not the Red Cross. Just fuck the Red Cross because people think the Red Cross doesn't do anything.
What does the Red Cross do?
Yeah. So, but it's like, how do you feel about the Red Cross? You think they're an evil stealing company? I think they're an evil stealing company.
No, I think they're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you were to donate money to, let's say, Hurricane Harvey, would you donate it to the Red Cross?
Probably. If I was going to donate it to anyone, it'd probably be the Red Cross.
No, why?
Because they're legit.
Why not J.J. Watt's charity?
Because never heard of it. I don't know how legit they are.
I mean, J.J. Watt owns it.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're doing.
J.J. Watt's things.
Yeah.
They're just tackling
They're just
people.
Swatting balls?
Yeah. Swatting balls and saving people. But, so, first one is Fort McMurray and that, right? Would you rather be stuck in a forest fire situation?
Oh, dude, flood.
Flood.
100%, you don't even need to finish that sentence. Fire's scary, dude.
Why?
Because you can't, like... I can fight a flood. Like, I can swim.
What if it's a Hurricane Katrina-ass flood? You gotta save your little puppy that you probably got.
I don't have a puppy. I'm good.
Just right now? Just in your apartment building?
Well, you're asking what... you can't impose other parameters onto my life that don't exist.
Situation.
You have to save your 4-year-old adopted Vietnamese son. Like, what?
Okay,
no, those aren't
fine,
those aren't parts of my life.
Right, so in your apartment building, you'd rather... That's fair, then. In an apartment building, obviously, you'd rather a flood than a fucking fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then the flood is not nearly as dangerous to your life. Well,
yeah.
Fine. All right.
I'm good. I live on the 8th floor.
What about your mama? Wouldn't you be concerned about your mama?
Yeah, she's probably toast either way. Like, she's
Would
not...
you leave the building to go help them?
Oh, that's a good point. I should probably be concerned about my parents.
They're low-lying.
Oh, and they're fucking
like,
right by the lake.
That's the shit when Hurricane Hazel hit. Good old history fact.
That no, because
area
they're
we
like
grew up in was the one that got flooded.
They're like downstream.
Yeah, and everything pooled on
no,
the edge
it would,
of the bluffs.
It'd pool
just,
right off. It'd all go right off.
So she would have running water going through her
oh,
house.
Oh, so much running water going right through her house. Yeah, that's a good point.
Like mudslides.
Yeah, they got
cars,
a second floor
in
the house. They're just going second
that
floor.
That house ain't staying up.
You don't think that house is standing up?
No, it's all just gonna run downhill and just wreck that shit.
They'll like take out the concrete foundation.
Cars, clowns, everything just running into the house.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
And there's like 2 layers of houses in front of my parents' house.
Yeah, those will get knocked down first.
Oh, so then the house debris.
Yeah.
I think floods are much worse than they are. Floods ain't shit. It's just water levels.
Bro, there's more rainfall. That was another fact I went down. More rainfall there than in Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And that's in...
Shit got wet.
Bring
a change of socks. You'll be fine.
It's a landlocked city, isn't it?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. Like, that's a landlocked city that got more rain than, like, this coastal oceanside city that at least, if it's below sea level, can wash out after. So now it's just this landlocked city... flooded to the tits And they're estimating that it's going to be like almost $1 billion of damage that they can't fix.
Damage to like everyone, just in general?
The city's infrastructure.
Oh, just the city.
Yeah. The infrastructure. Because it'll be flooded for so long, it'll wreck sewage pipes, it will fuck up electrical lines.
Why would it fuck up sewage pipes?
It clogs up the way that it's all flowing, and then rusts shit up, and then fucks up manholes, and then breaks mains, because the mains get rusting.
None of that makes any sense.
Because the water.
Oh, all the parts
outside
that are water resistant?
All the shit's on the outside when it's not supposed to be.
The fucking water mains don't, like, rust from getting wet.
I'm not kidding. We're not arguing
about...
They're
made of cast iron.
We're not arguing about water mains.
Jesus, dude.
Did you see how Trump tried to make it all about himself, too, though?
That's what he does. He's got a small dick. What do you...
It's a small dick? That was fantastic, though. The
small dick?
No, there's a great crowd here. This is fantastic. So many people. Thank you for coming to see me.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's why he went there to do a relief speech, and it was just like, oh, thank you. So many people came out to see me. Like,
oh, my God. That's fucked up and weird.
That there's so many people here.
Yeah, he's like excited that people came to see him. Oh, what a fucking sociopath.
He brought up his like electoral vote again. It's like, buddy, like this is... Hurricane Katrina level disaster, and you're just like, yeah, no, thanks for seeing me.
Jesus.
Eid Mubarak to all our Muslim friends. Muslim, I'm gonna butcher it on purpose. Muslim.
What the fuck is happening?
And are you ready for pumpkin spice season?
Did you just throw that out? What? I don't even know what just happened. All right.
You don't have any Muslim friends?
But why did you just...
Eid's coming up.
Why did you just say that?
I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Say Merry Christmas to people. Why not?
But it's just weird. Like, you're like mid-thought. You're just like, yeah, so like, what else is... Merry Christmas. And, okay, what's my next news story?
But are you ready for pumpkin spice?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to eat all the pumpkin spice muffins from Starbucks?
Where do you fucking come up with these illogical thoughts?
This one isn't news. This one's I'm just throwing
you're
it
just throwing it. You just came up with it. Let's talk about fucking pumpkin spice.
The last one was saying Eid Mubarak. This one's just pumpkin spice lattes.
Did you write down say Eid Mubarak?
No, I just wrote down Eid Mubarak.
You're fucking... God. I don't like pumpkin spice anything. I don't think I've tried it.
Never?
I like pumpkin pie.
You're missing out. It's pretty similar. It's like pumpkin pie, but in your belly.
Yeah, that's where pumpkin pie is. So it's pumpkin pie.
Okay, give me your movie news.
Oh, yeah, I got movie news. So all my movie news, I, like, forgot that I was supposed to do it. But there's, like, good biopics
coming
out.
Oh, and you're
out.
Ripping on me here.
No, but I got some stuff because I just keep up to date.
All right, okay, let's go.
There's some casting biopic news. Did you hear about this Dick Cheney biopic they're making?
Oh, fuck off, no.
Dude, they're making a Dick Cheney biopic.
Right.
Starring Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
So the same man that played American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho. Is going to be Dick Cheney. Okay. Like, they're going, like, through the years. So we'll go through all, like, the Nixon and fucking all that bullshit. Because he worked for fucking everyone.
Yeah.
And it's going, like, right through everything. And they cast George W. Bush as Sam Rockwell.
No.
Sam Rockwell is going to be W.
No.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, my boy.
He'll do a good job.
I fucking love Sam Rockwell.
He's fantastic, but it's I can't.
You ever see Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I can't take him. You
ever see Iron Man? You ever see Iron Man 2?
He's in Iron Man 2?
Yeah, he's the fucking bad guy.
Oh, he's the actor?
What?
He's like the fake man.
That's Iron Man 3, you dumb fuck.
Which one's Iron Man? What's the villain?
Iron Man 2's the one with Whiplash?
Okay, yeah.
He plays Justin Hammer?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Fucking damn it. Ugh. Any thoughts? Do you like Christian Bale as Dick Cheney? He's putting on some weight.
I think it fits because Dick Cheney's real creepy, so Christian Bale's going to play him well.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Cheney scares me, man. Dick Cheney's a fucked up person.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
Not a conspiracy, just in general, with policy, like, stay out of the conspiracy theory. He's a scary man. I don't
He's a freaky dude.
He suggested the Iraq War. He was the one that sent us in there and everything.
That's what they're going to talk
about. Those scary interviews with Bush where Bush admitted that, like, he fucked up because he just leaned into what he was being told to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Fuck Cheney. He's a robot. He's got a robot heart. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's got a robot heart. Do you think they're going to illustrate how he got a robot heart?
And a pig spleen.
Does he have
a pig spleen? Horse dick. Big ol' horse dick.
Dick Cheney has no pulse.
But he has a horse dick.
A horse dick with no pulse.
Yeah. Not a, like a...
Is his erection still as efficient if he has no pulse?
Oh, shit. So it's probably not a throbbing erection, though.
Oh, can
you know when you got that vein? It cannot throb. What?
It cannot throb.
Cannot throb.
There's no way for it to throb. It throbs because your heart's throbbing.
Yeah.
There's no, he does not have
a throbbing. He does not have a throbbing erection. Yeah. Dick Cheney can never again have a throbbing erection.
Viagra probably works extra good, though.
Why?
Because there's no, like, interference. It's just a straight blood flow of, like, Viagra.
He probably doesn't need Viagra. Hormones. But he's just,
does it to kick it up a notch. You never know.
Just to please W?
Yeah, just to please W.
Next biopic news. They're making a Neil Armstrong biopic.
Hey, another conspiracy theory guy.
And they cast John Barenthal as Neil Armstrong.
Give me John Barenthal reference.
He's the Punisher, okay. And he's Walking Dead guy.
Oh.
He's going to be Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. Yeah, if they somehow make him, like, shorter and he gets less D's.
He's too D's.
Yeah, I could see his face working, but he's too jacked.
He's got to shave and get, like, a little boy haircut.
Yeah. He's too jacked, too tall. If they shrink him and make him less jacked, he's good.
We gotta just put him next to tall guys. Cast, like, The Rock to be, like, the nerdy guy who works in the...
Or what's the movie trick? They put everyone else on lifts. Like, everyone else has to wear lifts.
Yeah. It's like Robert Downey Jr. acting. I think always wears lifts? Because Robert Downey Jr. is a tiny man.
Yeah.
He's a real tiny man.
Tom Cruise has to wear a bunch of lifts, too, right?
Yeah. Tom Cruise is real tiny, too.
Yeah, they're both real tiny.
That's why, like, all the, like, leading ladies in all his movies are, like, 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
John Barenthal, what do you think?
John Barenthal? Someone needs to give him a chance to be an emotional actor. And at the same time, he can act all tense and intense.
I was the first man on the moon.
Yeah, well, they're going to make it dramatic.
One small step for man. Yeah. One big dick step for this fucker.
They're going to highlight their concern.
I hope he ad-libs.
Do you think...
He's got improv chops.
They'll add some alien.
They call me Big Dick Neil.
Big Dick Neil.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Big Dick Neil.
How many times in the advertisements do you think you get teased of the one small step for man?
Yeah, no, that's going to be, like, the opening line of the trailer.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Because that's the only thing people know.
I think John Barenthal will have a good voice for that.
I think it'll be good as well.
He always sounds
that's
like
my movie news for this week.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
There's so... I thought there were so many things.
There's not much good.
That's going. It? No, nothing cool?
There's nothing that was interesting to me. Just biopic news.
Fine. This man gets at me because of my news.
You just, your news was fine. Your random fucking holiday celebration was weird.
I'm not allowed to... We're supposed to celebrate Labor Day. I can't say...
You didn't even say Happy Labor Day.
What is Labor Day?
You're pandering.
I'm not... Okay, how am I pandering?
You're pandering.
I'm pandering?
Yeah.
What is Labor Day?
You're trying to seem like you're appreciating other cultures.
I think it's a good thing to recognize.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, we sit there and have a whole episode about Easter, but we can't even recognize when there's another, like, serious holiday going down.
I think it'd be
maybe
weird.
Maybe we should say it on Yom Kippur. Maybe
it's weird to just throw away, like, a line. Like, if we're just, like, in the middle of saying, oh, yeah, and happy Kwanzaa. And, anyway, big dick erections.
Bro, on that note, I've been grilling people. What happened to Kwanzaa? Why is that not a thing anymore?
It's still a thing.
Who? Do you see it out there? There was, like, in the late 90s, like, Kwanzaa celebrations. Like, it was, like, they talked about it on our Disney Channel shows. It's not in the news. You don't see no shit on Facebook anymore. Where do you hear about Kwanzaa?
To be honest, I never heard about Kwanzaa.
Exactly. What? Was that, how do you know about it?
The Futurama episode.
Fuck. But then exactly, it was like a reference to Futurama. But when have you heard about anyone talk about Kwanzaa in the past like 5 years ever?
Yeah, but I've heard about it once in my life. So I'm not your
okay
point of reference.
It's just I've not heard anyone in all the diverse places I've worked.
Well, now you can't make a bit about it in this world we live in. People used to talk about it as a bit.
What is it? No one even knows what Kwanzaa
is. It's a celebration of.
It's a West African holiday.
When Kwanzanese, the African monk, came across the isles of Madagascar, and he built a giraffe hut to keep all the giraffes safe from the incoming winter, the first winter they ever had in West Africa. And they said, Happy Kwanzaa! And he's like, you guys are all right.
I
just read that verbatim off the Wikipedia page.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Like I literally work with a girl who works in, like, Kenyan politics.
Yeah.
And I was grilling her about it, and she laughed at me. She was just like, hi, Canadians. Like, I don't know what the fuck Kwanzaa is. Just because I'm African doesn't mean I know
what Kwanzaa is. Yeah, you're being racist. What the fuck?
No.
You can't just go up to a black person and be like, tell me about Kwanzaa.
That's not how I did it. Oh, my God. I'm not
you're a person of color. What's the deal with this Kwanzaa?
Yeah, you're a person of color. You definitely understand a religion that some people of your color associate with.
Yeah, it's kind
of
what you did.
That's it. It's like people come up to me like, you're white, you know Catholicism.
Yeah.
That's not what I did, because you don't even know the context of how
that's
I said
what,
it.
What you just said.
You're just smacking
you're
it
like,
on.
There's this lady from
I said
Kenya.
I had a whole conversation with her. I didn't say I fucking went up to her and said, hey.
What's the deal with Kwanzaa?
What? I don't hear about this thing no more. No, I like talked about Kwanzaa, illustrated its importance, what it was, and like, I'm not a fucking asshole here. Okay? Okay?
You wanted to talk about a thing. Well, I interrupted you 45 minutes ago. What were you saying?
I don't even know what I'm talking about now.
All
right. Are we doing our main topic?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Is that
about?
What you're getting me onto?
Sure.
Yeah?
Take maybe fucking social cues.
Are you going to stop getting mad at me?
No, probably not.
You're hurting my feelings.
I'm running
here.
Low on scotch. There's not enough scotch.
So, I think you know about Charlottesville and that it was...
Sippy pool oh, makes God. You smile. What?
Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Right? What was it all about? What was the main reason of
Charlottesville? Don't, like, make me look like I know nothing about the world. Just explain it to me as if I know nothing and I'll pretend I already knew. That'd be best for everyone.
So Charlottesville was, they had all the huge ass race riots.
Oh, right? Yeah, I know. Don't,
the white
yeah,
supremacists,
obviously.
All that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to add some context.
Yeah.
Here, okay.
Neo-Nazis.
Yeah, we have a lot of international listeners for some reason, Jeff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Don't say for some reason.
Well, it's because.
Continue your fucking.
You God. Just, if you stop bitching about it, I will. So it was all over a Robert E. Lee
oh,
statue.
I, have notes in the, yeah.
I was Continue. Literally on the contextual point.
Contextual, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over the fact that they wanted to knock down a Robert E. Lee statue.
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee was a general.
Johnny Sideburns, as they called him.
Johnny
Bobby
Sideburns.
Sideburns. Bobby Sideburns.
Had many a slaves, and he was a general during
How
the Civil
many,
War.
You think?
Probably about 20.
That's too many.
This is far too many. Far too many.
Because
right?
One's probably too many, but
yeah.
That's way too many.
That's why. It's never okay.
Yeah.
So 20 too many is far too many.
Far too many, yes.
But now these issues are spreading to representations of other historical figures.
Sure.
So in the States, people are getting pissy about statues of Washington and Jefferson.
Yeah.
Because Washington did have a plantation himself, even though he was known for having better conditions for his still slaves. But,
yeah.
And Jefferson, same way. And then when you go to Canada, since we
Isn't
didn't,
Thomas Jefferson the one who just, like, had a whole bunch of illegitimate black children?
Yeah.
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 I was talking to Christine about that. I'm like, nah, he was all right. He had, like, a bunch of black kids. And she's like, you really think that was consensual? I'm like, oh, shit, he raped them all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought he was a good guy.
Yeah, no.
No, he raped a bunch of his slaves.
And even if he didn't rape them, he still didn't accept them as his kids.
No, they, like, lived in the fucking barn or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
So even if it wasn't rape, he still...
No, I was trying to make light of it, and then the whole rape thing came up, and I'm like, nah, you can't make light of rape.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you probably shouldn't make light of
so
slavery.
So, in the States, like, as you just made clear light of.
Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense. Even the good guys had slaves and quite possibly raped people.
Yeah.
Now, in Canada, same thing's happening. We're going to the same degree of we're looking at our first prime minister statue and saying because of what he did to indigenous people.
What did he do to them?
Gave them smallpox and helped put them in residential schools.
The first prime minister gave them smallpox?
No, that's what he's accused of on the internet in the liberal groups. Yeah.
That's like...
That he was associated with like, giving smallpox.
He would have been like 5 years old when that all happened.
No, not outside of the residential schools. Him giving them smallpox was outside of the residential schools giving them smallpox.
Okay. Continue.
It was math doesn't add up. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was right before. Okay, whatever.
When all the natives like started dying off of smallpox.
Okay, but
it's well before Canada became a country.
No, but he was. I'm not going.
You saying there's a second wave of smallpox?
Yeah.
Wave two?
There was three waves.
Oh!
Yeah.
What was the third wave? Like yesterday?
Yeah, just yesterday. Smallpox.
No more statues of me.
No more statues of people. Nonetheless.
That's...
I'm summarizing. Summarizing one sentence. One sentence.
Yeah, sure.
All that said...
That was...
Every politician's done bad shit. Should we just knock down their statues? Like, where do we draw the fucking line?
What I was going to say is they probably just don't make statues of people. It's fucking weird. Because everyone's done shitty shit, you know? Mm-hmm. You know how many statues of Genghis Khan there probably are? So many fucking statues.
I don't know.
Tons, at least one.
Yeah. And what do we do? Do we just knock them all down then?
No, you just be like, yeah, no, it's kind of a gray area. You just gotta... Not everything's black and white. People are like, well, he was bad person.
But then how do you draw...
Gray areas.
I agree in gray areas, but then the issue is where how much is too dark gray and how much is too light gray?
Ugh.
Is Robert E. Lee too racist versus...
Yeah, Robert Washington? E. Lee is kind of...
You know what I mean? So how do you go...
I might give you Robert E. Lee.
But then you just said there should be a gray area, so...
If it's dark gray.
Yeah. So how do you define the difference between...
Here's the thing. If the statue was, like, built for the right reasons, by today's standards, it's fine.
Okay.
Why did they build a Robert E. Lee statue?
To celebrate a racist.
There you go. Shouldn't have that statue. Why did they build a Thomas Jefferson statue?
To celebrate his accomplishments.
There you go. That's a fine statue.
Yeah.
There you go.
I agree.
I've solved the crisis.
See, but that's the major point, but... How do you prove that it was built for that reason, even then?
Though? You fucking look it up.
Because what if it's like the KKK building, like an Andrew Jackson statue? And
they wouldn't do that, though. KKK doesn't have statue money to just throw around.
They must have. Maybe that's why they're mad that they're all getting knocked down.
Yeah, they don't have
they
statue
don't got
money.
Statue money.
They don't have statue money. If
they get knocked down, they're not going to be able to have these Confederate
He's
going to
rebuild these.
No
Donald
more.
Trump can't fund these anymore. He's the president.
Yeah. Our Bohemian Grove meetings are going to fall apart real
soon.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Make more pillow keys head sheets.
Shit. I never thought of it that way. Oh, God. That they're just trying to keep the ones up rather than trying
They're just fucking holding on to whatever, like, straws they got. It's tough to be a racist these days, you know? There's not much to hang on to.
Yeah. That's why...
You're fighting a losing battle.
America's easier to view. I think we neglect how complicated it's getting in Canada with the PC culture. So where do we draw the line with Canadian ministers then? Because we all...
It's all good.
It's all good?
It's all good.
I agree. I think...
So what's the... It's like John A. Macdonald,
because
he...
John A. Macdonald, because...
Didn't he, like, propose
the smallpox
like...
smallpox thing? It was about land treaties.
Yeah, he, like, duped them good.
He duped them good, and he introduced the quote-unquote Indian Act.
Like, yeah.
He was the one that introduced that they're not... They're a different type of people in Canada. Which is really fucked up still a thing, but...
Yeah, no, like, that's fucked up. But, like, you have to put everything in perspective, too, right? Like... We're not living back in the fucking 1800s. Like, we can't think about what they were thinking about back then. Like, they could have had good intentions. You don't fucking know. Don't just assume he's an asshole and not allowed to have a statue for all the good things he fucking did.
Well, yeah, and in the context of that.
Also, don't make fucking statues of people. It's weird.
I agree. And in the, if you want to get deep, deep, it's in the context of the day. Making the Indian Act was probably a good thing then, because it was like, yeah, these people have rights. We give them these things. This is like a standard.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's racist because it's not good comparatively. But yeah, then it would have been like...
Then it would have been an improvement.
Yeah. It's like, oh, they get
land. People just look at like a small fucking thing. Like, oh, it's called the Indian Act.
Yeah.
No more statues of this gentleman. Take his name off all the schools. You know what I was thinking about, though? After all this shit, like, because they want to take down all those statues. Would that have to, like, blow up Mount Rushmore? In their eyes?
Yeah, that was that was the extremist point. Was, yeah, it was, I read that, too. Is the what's next with Mount Rushmore?
Though? Yeah, like, you can't, like, take down Mount Rushmore. You gotta blow it up.
And then it goes deeper to buildings and schools and streets.
You rename them.
Right? Everything? How far back? Where are we just gonna...
Martin Luther King bullied a lady in high school. No more Martin Luther King boulevards.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, where do you draw the line?
Exactly. But who gets to decide where to draw the
line? Whoever yells the loudest, basically. People who want to cry the most, they get to decide.
That's what it feels like lately.
Yeah, no, everyone just wants to cry and complain, and then for some reason they get a voice, because it just fucking snowballs, and then now we're fucking talking about it, even though it's bullshit and nothing's ever going to come of it. They're not going to rename any school. They're not going to take down any statue. Nothing's going to happen. It's just a thing people want to cry about.
No, I think they will take down some statues.
Nope.
Yeah, especially in our city. Our city, Toronto.
What statues do we have here? Dick.
We have a bunch of people in Queen's Park and down by the university.
We have...
And the university's named after, like, some of the campuses.
Oh, Ryerson is a person, isn't he?
Yeah, and Laurier. People are even contesting Laurier.
Yeah, I don't even know what any fucking Canadian people did.
Because Laurier did a bunch of bad shit during the World Wars.
What did he do? Like, diddle some kids? Like...
Some bad investments and fucked with other indigenous rights.
Fucking, it's fine. It's in the past.
I agree.
Who cares?
Should we tarnish the image of our forefathers?
Yeah, that too, right?
You know what I mean?
People just want to be mad about something. That's all. And on that note, we'll come back. I gotta finish this scotch.
Okay.
Scotchy, scotchy, scotch. Well, you caught me off guard. I gotta drink some scotch. Hold on. Just hold on. Hold. Just one more second.
Yeah, fine. This is the Waiting for Jeff to Get Drunk podcast.
Okay, so here's what I wanted to talk about. You want some scotch?
Yeah, I'll take
scotchy,
some scotch.
Scotchy, scotchy, scotch. Oh! Right. Here's what I wanted to talk about. It is a question that's been bothering me.
Yeah.
Do dogs think in barks?
Yes.
They still, like...
I vote yes.
I had, like, me and Christine have debated this for, like, hours on end. Because, like...
Hours?
This takes up most of our time.
Okay, why is that?
Did I ever tell you the story? Like, I wanted to bring this up a while ago. I don't know why it's taken this long. But, yeah. Like, we're, like, lying in bed, and you know that meme that's, like... Like, the couple lying there, and she's like, oh, I bet he's thinking about that bitch Amy from work.
Yeah.
And, like, she did that. She's like, what are you, like, secretly typing in your phone? I was just typing in my phone, do dogs think in barks? And she just, like, pissed herself laughing. She said that was the funniest fucking thing in the world.
You should have made,
that's my
made
life.
It to a meme, though.
I should have.
Hope.
There's still time.
Yeah?
There's still time. Maybe I'll do Ooh. It, and I'll release it when we post...
This episode. Yeah, that could be it.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Hey, we got it. We did a thing. Anyway, yeah, so you think, yeah?
Well, as
the way that people, like, consciously thinking, it's, like, fucking boggling my mind. Okay. Shit like that is so confusing.
Why?
Because, like, you can only perceive how you perceive perceiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah.
I say perceive too many
times?
It fucks
with me a lot, because you only see the world the way you see it.
Right.
Right?
You can't, like, comprehend.
As much as I think we think things the same way, we could just be seeing everything
my mind's,
a totally different fucking
you know,
way.
Jonah Hill and Superbad? That's my mind. Just fucking dicks.
Dicks.
Dicks. Dicks.
You know it was Seth Rogen's cousin actually drew all those dicks?
Your cat's going buck over there. I don't know.
He's never like this.
I get him excited. You look away, and I'm like, you're going to get 40 fucking belly rubs, and he gets all fucking hype.
Yeah, no, I can make that.
What we're talking, I don't care that Seth Rogen's cousin drilled the dicks. They were good-looking dicks, though.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, I think that dogs think in barks, because I tend to the theory that cats can't differentiate through, like, predator and prey. So if you're a predator, you're just another cat. If you're prey, you're something that they eat. So I think that my cat just thinks I'm a big-ass cat, and he looks at me like I'm a fucking weirdo.
No, I agree. I think cats think that people are just bad at being cats.
Yeah.
Like, whenever, like, cats bring you, like, a mouse or something, it's like you haven't caught anything. Like, when you eat this mouse, you're going to die.
Yeah, this lazy fuck over here, like, thanks for the food. Here's some more. God damn. But, so, I definitely think that the dogs then think in barks.
Yeah, like, you think in their mind they're just like, bark, bark, bark?
Yeah.
Just like, how do you, okay, like, it's all stemmed from me trying to figure out how deaf people think.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's going on? Because, like, we think in, like, English and, like, people who speak, like, multiple languages, it's kind of like a, it's just, like, mixed.
Yeah.
Because, like, you tell the whole, it's all fucked.
Yeah.
But, like, what is, do they think in, like, sign language? Or do they think in, like, pictures?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So it all stemmed from that, and then I got the dogs.
Well, I mean, that's the whole Daredevil thing. It's like, because Daredevil doesn't have his sight. He sees the world better.
No, it's, he has superhuman powers.
Well, he doesn't have superhuman, kind of, yeah, because the acid.
Yeah.
Jesus, calm down.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. Is,
you know, Daredevil can, like, see, high, like, see, like, temperature.
Yeah, okay, touche. All right, then Daredevil's a bad example.
That's a terrible example.
What about the people that see colors when they see music?
Yeah, those people are fucked.
Yeah, and that's just another way of perceiving the world.
Like, it's just everything's so fucking confusing. Like, I don't understand. I can't comprehend anything that's, like, outside my scope of reality.
Yeah.
It trips me right the fuck out, Bailey.
Yeah. But, so, what's, like, I agree that it's fucked up. And it's creepy, but, like, what's your ultimate point here? Like, what do you want to solve?
I want to know how everything works. And when I reach a question that I can't answer, it keeps me up for 3 weeks. I, like, wake up in the middle of the night just sweating, like... But, like, Helen Keller wrote a whole bunch of stuff, and it's like, she understands English, but does she think in English? But she's never heard it. So, like, in her mind, what's going on? Like, can she count? Like, how does she translate? It fucks me up, Bailey!
I just
want to be able to go to sleep.
I think in the case of, like, a Helen Keller, that they would think in English. Helen Keller... Yeah,
she was deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah, but her family spoke English. Yeah, English.
Yeah. No, I think she's German?
Yeah. I don't know. She wasn't...
Let's say English for argument's sake.
Okay, argument's sake. I feel like she would have spoken in English because she would have been taught to read in English.
Yeah.
So... Her lexicon, like, her formulative structure of words would be formed.
But, like, okay, you know when you think, there's, like, a little voice in your head?
Yeah.
But if you're deaf, do you have a little voice in your head, or do you, like, imagine seeing things? Because you can't hear, right? So, like, if you're born deaf, you've never heard anything in your life, you don't, like, hear a little voice in your head. Or would you?
I think you would... You're kind of exposing us as hearing voices in our heads.
There's no normal people not hear voices in their heads?
I don't think so.
You don't tell me to burn down my apartment building?
But the voice in my head, like, when I'm thinking to myself, is it's not necessarily that I'm envisioning it as an audible voice. It's like a construction of my thoughts.
You know what? In the Flintstones, he has the Great Gazoo?
Yeah.
That's what I have. I hear that voice.
Yeah?
All the time.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking impression.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, Fred Flintstone.
I'm the Great Gazoo.
Yeah,
it's that.
No, it sounds a little bit more like Yogi Bear, but you're close. You're close.
Just hey, boo boo. I'm the Great Gazoo.
See, you just did the same tone. That's why. You need a higher pitch for the Great Gazoo.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Same. I have no idea. So I think, like, a deaf person,
Jiminy Cricket. Like, that's my voice.
Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah.
A deaf person still thinks...
You know what's my problem with Jiminy Cricket?
What's your problem with Jiminy
Cricket? Why is he dressed like a homeless man?
He's not dressed like a homeless man.
Yeah, he's dressed like a homeless... Look up a picture of Jiminy Cricket in your free time. He wears, like, a little, like, homeless person, like a fancy British homeless person.
But tattered up?
Yeah, like tattered up, nice clothes. And like,
he was a character made after the Great Depression.
But like, how? You know?
He's a relatable gentleman.
Who is... Okay, so...
Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket was instilled because there was like a... They granted the wish to make Pinocchio come... I feel like I've done a rant about Pinocchio before.
Yeah,
but we're coming back because I didn't talk about Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
He doesn't make any sense.
Just on such a serious topic and now we're talking about Jiminy Cricket.
But Jiminy Cricket...
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So... They grant the wish, they make Pinocchio into a real boy.
Yeah.
And then they send Jiminy Cricket out, who's a cricket. He's literally a cricket.
Yeah.
He's not like some apparition. It's a cricket.
Yeah.
An anthropomorphic cricket.
Yeah.
Dressed in ratty professional clothes.
Yeah.
To make sure Pinocchio's okay. But he's a cricket. Who thought that was a good idea?
Because he can report back, he's like a cricket.
But he can't even keep up. There's like times in the movie where Pinocchio goes on, he's like, oh no, can't keep up, and he loses him.
But he doesn't need to keep up with him, he just needs to find out where he's at.
But he doesn't. He can't find him. He's a cricket. What if he gets eaten by a swallow?
He's not going to get eaten by a swallow because he's living in people world and swallows aren't around.
Swallows are in people world.
Have you seen a swallow hanging out in your vicinity?
Three times today.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Jiminy Cricket could get around just fine. If you had a little buddy that was a cricket that could sing and talk to you, you would accept
like
him.
Like George
and
Shrinks?
You wouldn't trust him with tests. Yeah. Yeah. I would make him my bitch. It's like, okay, I got George Shrinks. Yeah, go spy on my little animated doll friend.
That's a weird sentence, but...
Like, that's not a task you want to do. So, but of course I'm going to send the cricket.
Do dogs think in barks?
I think... Dogs think.
You're getting off topic here, Bailey.
I'm getting off topic here. Dogs think it barks. Dogs definitely think it barks. They can't think past food.
Is
and
barks
fetch.
Communication?
Yes.
When two dogs are talking, is it like, hey, buddy, I'm over here. Like, you want to, like,
everything. Are we getting into definitions? Or are we getting into, like.
Like,
technically, it's not communication because there's no structure to it.
It's just noise.
It's just noise. You're just making random
so
noise.
They think in just noise.
Yeah. There can be implications to the inflections, but there's no structure to it. Like, if you can bark in distress, or you can bark in
anger. You are real
anger.
Serious. So, you're saying the other dogs can sense other dogs' tones?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But that's technically not communication. That's another whole deep theory.
Yeah, no,
then what is that?
Shut
that
the fuck up.
That means that all life gets what emotions
shut
are.
The fuck up. But, so then... But then what? So they think in just sounds then?
Yeah.
Your argument makes no sense.
They think in tones
so,
of voice.
But they only think in emotions then?
Yeah. And their immediate needs and emotions related to it.
So it's just, okay, I'm going to bring it into my last perspective question. This is the trump card of all of them.
Yeah.
If you had an eye in the back of your head, what would your vision look like? So like, you know when you look out your eyes...
I would have three of them, like the two in the front and the one in the back.
You have two in the front? No, not just one in the back. You have two in the front and one in the back of your head.
Okay.
What do you see? Because, like, you know how your vision... Because, like, you don't have two separate eyes. It just becomes... It merges the vision.
Yeah.
So would it be like a little split screen? Like, in a corner, there's like, oh, this is what's going on behind me? Or would it merge and, it, like, you'd have to, like, focus and be like, oh, now I can see what's in the back?
I feel like it would merge.
And you have to focus.
It would give you some weird enlightenment abilities because you have spatial, like, because then that trips me up because the two eyes combining gives you, like, spatial awareness that this shit is 3D, right?
Yeah.
And if you have an eye in the back of your head, then you're completely aware of, like, your 3D environment.
Because here's what got me thinking. I don't know if you know this about starfish, but on each one of their tentacles is an eye, and the end of a starfish is an eye.
Yeah.
That's how they see.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, what does their vision look like?
A lot of sand.
Yeah, no. One of them is sand, because they do, like, a cartwheel constantly, I think.
Not constantly, but...
Constant cartwheel.
Yeah, okay.
Never-ending cartwheel.
Yeah.
But what the fuck, starfish?
Yeah, then maybe they're omnipotent. That's why dolphins are smarter than us.
Maybe they're omnipotent.
Yeah, starfish are just omnipotent.
It seems like a cop-out.
No, but maybe the starfish, like, have better, like, not in a hippie way, but spatial awareness. Like, they just, because they have a better understanding.
But what does it look like?
What does it look like? How can you describe that? It would look like if you could see.
You're saying it's, like, incomprehensible?
You know, yeah. Like, if you could see, you know those 360-degree Facebook videos where you can, like, look around a room?
Yeah.
If you could do that, but all at once.
So you can focus on all of them at once.
You'd just be aware. Yeah, you could focus on anything in your immediate surroundings.
Oh, do you think it's, like, so it's that, but, like, they actually, like, have to focus and look at different things? Or can they constantly...
It depends on the creature, I think. I think
we're talking about starfish.
Starfish, I feel like they... couldn't focus on a specific object, and then that's why they have to lay on the floor like that. Because otherwise, you don't see like a starfish move its tentacles to focus on something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
That's what they do.
Like, do they angle it?
Yeah.
Then they focus. I didn't think they do that. I've never seen
starfish are complex creatures.
If they move to look at something, then they can focus on one thing. So it's like then they have the spatial awareness to hone in on said object.
I'm tripping balls, dude.
Yeah.
The animals are fucking weird.
Animals?
You know what bothers me?
What? What?
Don't sigh at me. When people are like, oh, we gotta like explore space because there's all so much we don't know. I'm like, we don't know shit about what's going on here. Explain to me how a starfish works and then I will give you money to go to space.
I'm okay with that. Just science in general with our current politics. Like, why aren't we thinking about exploring things? I want to know what's at the bottom of the ocean.
I don't want to know. That's spooky shit.
That's wise. Like, we don't even know, man. It's our planet. We don't even know what's at the bottom of the ocean. It's just crazy.
I mean, that shit is pretty crazy. Like, I'm sure there's, like, giant fish that are, like, the size of a building.
Yeah. Like, giant squid? Shit are crazy.
Giant squid?
Yeah, you seen the video of those things fighting on YouTube? Not fun.
Giant squids are pretty fucking... Wait, there's videos of giant squids fighting each other?
Yeah. No, a giant squid eating a fish it found.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then they found a giant squid in the dock in Tokyo. Like, there's... Times have changed. People have seen the giant squids. It's not the early 2000s anymore.
Well, they have the videos of, like, are the giant squids real?
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's confirmed cases of giant squid?
Yeah, live.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How do we get on to giant squid?
I don't know.
Do you think they see the world?
Don't get me back on!
Yeah, no, let's get... So, if starfish, and then you go to fish, what about the fish that live in darkness? Like, how do they see
things? Night vision.
They have night vision?
No, I think they sense things like Daredevil.
How do they have night vision if there's no light? Like, night vision depends on light.
Yeah, no, you can adapt to a little bit of light. No, I feel like it's all sensory. When you're in complete darkness, if you, like, live in complete darkness, it's all sensory.
So, they are Daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
The fish at the bottom of the ocean are Daredevil, and that's why we should all fear them.
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
All right, done deal.
But I feel like it's not that scary, because if they came up, they'd be like, oh, no, it's too bright. And then, like, a shark could fuck it up, because they're like, I can see you.
Like those angler fish, the ones with the lights?
The little lights,
angle?
Yeah.
You know how they mate? Do you ever read about that?
No, do they dock the lights?
No, the females absorb the males.
Oh, no!
Like, physically, they attach their body and swim beside them until they absorb
Oh, no!
them, and they eat all of the nutrients out of the male's body and attach the testicles to them, and they hold on to the testicles until they feel like getting pregnant.
Well, that's unpleasant at best.
And then they can choose when they impregnate themselves.
Oh, that's no good.
And they can do that, like, they can have a stock of testicles.
Oh, they can just stockpile them?
They can stockpile the testicles.
They can just have 40 sets of testicles?
Yeah, anglerfish mating. Look it up.
That's
like,
some
this
shit.
Shit's terrifying.
Fish are just a whole different fucking...
They absorb each other. Oh, God.
I think I need to finish this scotch.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We'll talk. But, okay. Dogs thinking barks?
Dog.
Decided I can sleep tonight.
I agree. I think dogs thinking barks.
Boop!
Boop!
what's the deal with Labor Day? No, but really, I don't understand the point of why we have Labor Day. Like, why are we celebrating an outdated holiday? We're talking about why dogs think and barks. Talk about perceptions on the world. Why
you gotta bring back... You talking shit about my thoughts?
No.
And like, oh, I gotta talk about the real shit, why there's this holiday that honors people who work too hard and they deserve a day off.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think it's just everyone's working too hard and you gotta give them a day. But you know what, this one's for you.
I guess that's what it's kind of about. I googled it.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently it's based on when the unions created the 8-hour workday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the Labor Day is in celebration of when we accepted labor rights.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
So, is it a good or bad thing then? Because I had no idea. That we no have idea. Labor rights? Yeah. Well, not a good or bad thing. I had no idea that Labor Day was a thing, right? I thought it was bullshit. I was about to get really grumpy about it. I looked this shit up. And it's about celebrating labor rights.
Yeah.
So... would you say Labor Day is an underestimated or overestimated holiday?
I don't think estimated is the right.
Under
appreciated?
Appreciated, yeah.
Underappreciated.
Underappreciated?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're neglecting the fact that we actually have, like, regulated work days and set work hours.
I mean, that's really not a thing, though. Like, I used to work a job where I worked 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah, and, well, I mean... I'm an independent contractor, but I've tried to say that I'm biased because I chose to live this life. But do you feel that the majority of people still live by an 8-hour workday? Like, that's something else that brought that question up in mind. Like, because I recognize that I live a weird life.
Yeah.
Is it still standard to work a 9-to-5 job, do you think?
Then again, I also don't work, like, standard jobs either. Like, a lot of construction and shit, like, you don't. Like, I did a lot of piecework, right, too. So, it's when you work 12, 13 hours a day, and then you might have 3 days off, because there's just no work.
Exactly.
So, like...
So, if we have Labor Day celebrating the 8-hour work day...
Is that what it's actually, like, it's specifically about the 8-hour work day?
Yeah.
I don't, like, even now, like, I'm working a pretty standard job, and I work 8.5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not even Labor Day... isn't really celebrating what it was made for anymore.
Yeah, no, it's just... Yeah, that's. I didn't even know that was a thing. I assumed it's like, yeah, like, everyone worked too hard.
Yeah, no.
Here's a day, just for...
And then, especially in our political times, that's what I was reading that, and it's like, in our political times where it's like, liberals and conservatives, it's like, people would say that's like a commie thing, and that's not... It's a very leftist thing to be celebrating the day that we created unions.
Yeah, I don't like unions, so that's a thing.
I hate unions myself. I think unions are obsolete. My solution to unions...
Sure. Tell me your fucking solution to unions.
Government needs a payment cap for the seat, the presidents and the board of directors.
Yeah.
Of any union.
Yeah.
And still have them exist. That's it. You just create a payment
cap. What's the cap?
$250,000.
Jesus!
Let them still be rich, but don't let them be stupid rich and make $1 million a year rich.
Yeah.
Like, you still gotta justify the fact that they're in charge of labor, that they're fighting for rights for people.
The problem isn't the fucking heads, though. The problem is all the reps who are making 6 figures a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the head's making $2 million a year, but, like, each rep who's below him is making $150,000 a year. To do fuck all.
That's what I mean. Like, I think unions now, by this point, should be absorbed into having government regulations.
Yeah, probably.
And I think that would help the issue here, because unions were created in a time where there was, like, no law of the land. And here we are with, like, exponential government power. There's no one just doing child labor in the middle of the city. I think it's due time that we change how we have this structured system set up.
Well, it's even like, I'll talk about like my career path, I suppose. But like, I was trying to get into the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the IBU 353, and it was fucked because basically they had a 500 person waiting list.
Yeah.
But like, I was working around people who were in the union, and new people kept popping up just because they knew someone.
Yeah.
So, like, if you know someone, you're fucking right at the top. And they're like, yeah, the only way you get in is if someone sponsors you. So you have to be, like, friends with someone or else you're just fucked.
That's what I mean.
And then, like, all the, they, like, you have to hire someone from the union. Like, I was trying to get in a job and they're like, yeah, we'd get you in the union, but the union won't allow us. They'd be like, oh, we have to give you this piece of shit guy who you've laid off three times because he's shit. But, yeah. Like, yeah, you got to hire someone from the union. You can't hire someone from outside.
So you got to hire this guy.
You got to hire some piece of shit who got into the union because his dad was in the union.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Unions are fucking balls,
dude. And you're never going to be able to abolish them, though. They're too structured into it all now.
Yeah, and so they have too much fucking pull.
You have to figure out a medium ground to deal with the corruption.
I don't know, man. If it's like as much. It's just like they're taking advantage of a shit system.
That's what I mean. So you have to fix the gaps where the people taking advantage of it are still winning, but at least it's a little bit evened out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly it. The friend of a friend thing. It's normal for life, any career, even sports, man. You want to get on a sports team, you need a friend who knows the trainer at this university.
Sure.
A friend that knows this coach. A friend that already sent his tape in and saw this guy. I don't think it's appropriate to have that functioning as the standard for our trades, because then it just deals not in skill and quality of production. So as a society, it's like shit's just going to be based on who makes the most money and who knows people, not necessarily who makes the better house or who installs the better electrical system.
That's the problem with
the
world in general. That's why the fucking rich get richer, Bailey. Am I right? Yeah. But, like,
but the unions were meant to
bring the power back to the people.
Yeah, idealistically, bring the power back to the people and protect the skill of the trade.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not what they're functioning to do anymore.
Yeah.
And no one is recognizing that. So, by celebrating Labor Day, are we also celebrating that bullshit?
Oh, that's your point. It all came full fucking circle, didn't it,
hey,
bud?
Yeah, bud.
Didn't she, bud?
Got a little bit of intelligence in here.
I wouldn't go that far. But, yeah, no.
Like, are we celebrating the fact that we don't necessarily have those?
I want to put my own thought on. I'm just like, yeah, it's just a good day off. It's I worked hard. Day. I want a day off.
That's why it blew up. That's what I read. It blew up because it was the ideal cottage weekend.
Yeah, it's a good cottage weekend.
Labor Day and Memorial weekend.
Yeah.
Was that it was this? It's the end of summer, so since it fell there, and that's why it became such hype, because it's the end of summer, everyone's about to go back to work, which may or may not have been the strategic reason that they put it at this time of year.
Everyone's going back to work?
Well, like, back to school, sorry. Back to school, or like the work season's about to ramp up again after the summer.
Yeah.
For production, whatever.
Yeah, because production slows down in the summer.
Like, seasonal work.
What the fuck are you talking? What fucking...
When the seasons change...
Everything's the opposite.
Not necessarily.
Work's usually biggest in the summer.
It depends on the organization.
Yeah, obviously. Like, if you fucking shovel snow for a living.
Yeah, but
like,
nonetheless, there's a lull when the seasons change.
Depends on what you do.
Yeah.
But, like, predominantly, summer's the biggest season for most labor-intensive jobs.
Yeah, and it's about to end.
But you said the fucking opposite. You're like, work's about to pick up.
Okay, we're
going to come back to work in September, because September's the time where work starts.
I will admit my fuck-up if you stop.
You didn't admit it. You tried to fucking backtrack 46 times.
Fine.
Fucking try and cover up your shit and act like I'm being the asshole.
I admit that I'm wrong. I admit that I'm wrong and that I was an asshole. Jesus Christ.
You always make me out to be the villain on this fucking podcast.
You make me out to be the asshole.
No, I'm making you out to be the idiot.
So we got a villain, an idiot, and an asshole. Who's which? I think the cat's the asshole.
The cat's the fucking asshole.
Yeah, alright, there you go.
So that makes me the villain.
Yeah, and that makes me the idiot.
No, you're definitely the idiot. That goes without saying. The cat's the villain.
And what's up with the not wearing white after Labor Day?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a thing? Do I have to abide by that? Is that a modern fashion rule?
I assume not. I mean,
Someone gonna make fun
of
me?
Wait, is Labor Day? No, it's this weekend because I'm wearing white right now. So we're good.
I don't got no white. I'm all black right
You're all black right now.
Yeah, but am I gonna get in trouble if I show up with all white?
Do you really give a fuck?
And then now that I found out what Labor Day means, that rule becomes even more confusing to me. What does that have to do with work?
I think it has nothing to do with work. It's just an arbitrary, like, once summer's done, you stop wearing, like... I think it's mainly for women, for, like, wearing, like, a white dress.
Yeah.
Because what men wear, like, white? You wear, like, a white dress shirt. That's still fine.
I guess.
You guess? No white dress shirts after Labor Day?
They're fine. Yeah, you're right, but... White dress shirts aren't like a distinct outfit piece, like the underlay for like your suit.
Yeah, but that's wearing white.
Yeah.
Because no one wears a white suit.
So you can't... So just pants. Where do you draw the white line? Pause.
For men?
On racism. Yeah, for men. Like, where's the line on white clothes after Labor Day?
I think it's jackets.
Jackets? Yeah, you can't look like Adam Sandler.
You can't look like Adam Sandler.
No.
Also pants. I really want white pants, but Christine won't let me get white pants.
Why?
I don't know. Like she thinks they'll get Peschetti sauce on them.
It's part of the class. It's part of the class. Add some character to your white jeans. Show that you experience life.
Oh, they're going to get grass stained as fuck. And
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you got to suck a dick in the park, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You got to suck dick in the park for crack occasionally. Your white pants are going to get dirty, and you just got to keep moving on with your business.
And you can go back on. Eventually, they'll be your new black pants.
Exactly. Done deal. Bada bing.
Bada bing.
What are you staining it with to make it black?
Charcoal.
Hey, okay.
You got to clean out your chimney in your white pants.
I'm just going to say roll around in the fire pit you made to stay warm at night.
No, clean out the chimney.
No? Okay.
I'm in the 1%, Bailey. We have a chimney.
Oh, shit. A whole chimney?
A whole... Not even half a chimney. It goes all the way up.
I'm in the upper middle class, so we blocked off our chimney because we're hip and we're trying to pretend that we're not 1%.
So you blocked off. That seems like a waste of a chimney.
It is.
Do you have a fireplace in this place?
There was one.
And then they blocked it off?
Yeah.
No, that's unfortunate.
It was on the other side of the building.
Cat! What is he doing?
I don't know. He acts up when it's like weird, like 13th, Friday the 13th type shit.
Yeah, so it's September 1st, so that explains it.
I don't know. I heard the
is solar the moon,
system is...
The moon's acting a boot.
Yeah, it's acting a boot. Saturn is in its fifth ring, and that means that my Scorpio is out of position, so my Capricorn is hurting right now.
Your Capricorn's hurting?
Yeah.
Do you have any closing thoughts about Labor Day, Bailey? This is a fucking stupid topic.
It's a stupid topic, but I didn't get what it was about. Like,
what, do you have a closing thought?
My closing thought is, why do we have these holidays that we celebrate for no reason? Labor Day is about celebrating the fact that we have an 8-hour work day, but almost everyone I know barely works an 8-hour work day.
I don't think I know anyone who works an 8-hour work day.
And why does no one ask why? That's my closing thought.
Why does no one ask why we don't work an 8-hour work day?
No, not just that.
Oh, why does Labor Day exist?
Yeah, why does Labor Day exist? And
I literally have never questioned it until today.
That's what I mean.
You're asking the good questions, Bailey.
Thank you.
I'm asking the better questions, but...
Same.
Dude Hawk's thinking part?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just we celebrate this holiday for Labor Day, which is apparently about 8-hour work days, but I don't really do that, so what am I celebrating?
Your life goals.
that's what I try to attribute it to, but... I don't know, man. The world's weird.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do about it.
On that note, thanks for listening to this week's episode. We got some good stuff going. We got a website if you want to check us out.
Oh, yeah.
We're thingsthatarenews.com.
And a Patreon.
And, if you want to... I was getting to it if you fucking...
I'm stoked because you did such a good job. Moment.
Yeah, you check out our Patreon. We're patreon.com/thingsthatarenews. Chuck in a buck. Help us support the show. Help me fucking buy some new shoes because my feet's hurt. And, just check out all those things. We'd like to know your input. If you think it's shit, if you think it's good, let us know. You can hit us up on all the social medias. We're at Instagram and Facebook at Things That Are News. We're on Twitter at Things News.
Yeah.
Or send us an email, especially if you're Kit. Yeah.
Shout out Kit.
gmail.com.
I miss Kit. Kit, hit us up.
Things that are news at gmail.com.
Kit.
Kit, this one's for you.
This one's for you.
I'm going to play you out, Kit.
We'll talk to you soon. Give us some sweet jams here. Some sweet jams.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I got to focus on this Frogger. Tune in next week when we'll talk about... Oh, fuck, I died again. We'll talk about a different thing. This has been the show. Floppy Sun Hats.
Born.